At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you. Downloading the app, watching for free, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great affiliates we have, numbering nearly 400. Breaking news. The Jets are hiring former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator.
Excuse me.
A source told Adam Schefter. Well, the former Broncos coach, who did not do well, didn't last the season. He was a quarterback's coach in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. We thought that maybe that was going to be the pathway for Rodgers to go to Denver. Never happened. And now Aaron Rodgers might be on the move. Could he reunite with Nathaniel Hackett with the Jets? That's what will make this interesting. If Jets fans feel like, hey, if we can get Aaron Rodgers, we'll take Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, there are certain coaches who aren't head coaches. And Nathaniel Hackett was not ready to be a head coach. That doesn't mean he can't be a great offensive coordinator. You do have a good running back, a very good wide receiver with the Jets. And, you know, you have some building blocks there. The question is, how would Aaron Rodgers do with the Jets, with the New York media? Is that something he would be even interested in? But Nathaniel Hackett is going to be the offensive coordinator there. Yes, Pauline.
It's fascinating because, like, it's instantaneously the coverage on social media is that Rodgers, question mark. And then if you're a Packer fan, you're thinking, I've seen this one before. I've seen our quarterback leave for a younger quarterback, and it can't play out that Favre goes to the Jets. It can't play out that Rodgers goes to the Jets.
You have to get a quarterback. And this is a franchise that hasn't had a franchise quarterback in 50 years or longer with Joe Namath. I mean, they've had some quality quarterbacks there, but you want to get somebody who you don't worry about from week to week. Wait, is he active? Not active? Is he playing? Not playing? You have a chance, and you have this young nucleus. Do you take a big swing for Aaron Rodgers? Derek Carr, would he be the fallback plan here? That'd be an upgrade. But just to find a quarterback that you can count on every single week, he's going to be out there. There'll be highs and lows. You weren't sure who the quarterback was going to be week to week. And now, and then you had Zach Wilson say, I'm going to make it miserable for the quarterback who comes in during practice. I'm thinking, you want to make it miserable for the defense that you're going against, not the quarterback, as if he's going to put on a show in practice, whoever that quarterback said. You imagine if Aaron Rodgers comes in and he's like, well, I hope Zach takes it easy on me in practice here. Don't say it. Just do it. Today's athlete. Man, do they love to say it. Just do it. Bringing back the Nike slogan. Just do it. Yeah, Paul.
Jets have the 13th pick of round one. Would you rather have that pick or Aaron Rodgers? Let's say it cost at least a first-round draft pick to get Rodgers, okay. I would think. You have the 13th pick. You're not in striking distance of the top quarterbacks, it doesn't appear.
I would not take, I would not draft a quarterback. You went down that road, it's too soon, where you go, you know what? We're gonna go all in on that quarterback after you already did that with Zach Wilson. Would I take, I would rather, what's Derek Carr going to cost me?
Per year?
Yeah. Because he's a free agent. I don't have to trade for him, do I?
A guy like him would probably get like a, I would think, a two-year, $45 million contract at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much bargaining power he has.
Yeah, I'd like to know, do I have to give up one or two draft picks for Aaron Rodgers? What do I have to give up for Derek Carr, if anything? I'd be curious about that. You know what Rodgers is going to call? I mean, Rodgers' salary is not going to crush the Jets, but would I take Aaron Rodgers for the 13th pick overall? Yeah, I think I would. Just to keep you relevant. I don't, you know, hoping that he plays 2 years, because I can't make that move if he only wants to play 1 year. Yeah, Mark.
And this could be like a Brady to the Buccaneers situation, because the Jets were 6-3. It's not like they were 2-14. So there's you got some pieces around you, like Garrett and Sauce and all those guys. Yeah. So they can make a run.
Yeah, because if you look when Brady was joining the Buccaneers, were they 7-9 that previous year? But he saw that you had a couple of playmakers there. You had Fournette, you had Evans, and you had a defense pretty good. And Bruce Arians was going to make it a little bit more fun than Bill Belichick. And he also looked at that division and probably thought, you know what, we can beat up on that division. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you just have the Bills. I mean, you're in a tough division, but you can get in the playoffs or maybe even win that division, especially against those teams.
Yeah, the problem with the Jets is that Buffalo's still good. The Patriots are, you know, are they a 9-win, 10-win team, 8-win team? But then you have the Dolphins. I mean, who's quarterbacking the Dolphins? Even with Tua, they're still, that's a formidable team right there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Coming up, we'll get a medical opinion here of Patrick Mahomes with the high ankle sprain. And the person we're bringing in works for Football Night in America. Mike Ryan is a sports medicine analyst. He was on the sidelines. He was there and a longtime trainer, and he saw, you know, Mahomes coming off the injury. And what can we expect now these next couple of days? Because as Mahomes said, the ankle feels pretty good.
It's doing good. You know, I've had a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out and see where I'm at. But it's feeling good so far.
Yeah. I mean, what is he going to tell you? He's not going to, if he wasn't feeling well, he's not going to say, you know what? I've been limping. Man, I can't. If this was a regular season game, I wouldn't be playing. But I think that's why the betting line has fluctuated so much and probably changed yesterday when we saw a little bit of the video. But if I'm the Chiefs, I would have said to Mahomes, why don't you just limp a little bit? I mean, I don't have to tell the Bengals anything. How about I tell them something by, you've got a bag of ice on your ankle, or you're limping out there a little bit. Chad Henne's getting all the reps there. I mean, it's not like you're being nefarious as much as that's gamesmanship.
Strategizing for Chad Henne.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Todd. All right, poll question for the final hour is what? See, O'Connor.
Well, Dan, hour two, we had who wins MVP this season. Right now, Patrick Mahomes has 60% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, unfortunately, had 0.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wait, sorry, that just jumped to 1.5.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but, you know, it was Josh Allen's to lose to start the year.
Yeah.
Everything about Buffalo, people wanted this year to be Buffalo. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Josh Allen's going to be the MVP. And, of course, they didn't even get to the conference title game here. And then you wonder about the offseason. Can you get a running back? You know, when you look at what happens with Diggs and Josh Allen on the sidelines, would I have liked it to be different? Like Herm Edwards said yesterday, if I would want Diggs and Allen to sit down next to each other on the bench and say, hey, how do I make this better? Or, hey, how do I help you? Whatever it is, you don't want to see it play out like that. Because if Josh Allen did that to Stephon Diggs, like, what are you doing? You didn't do anything. You didn't get open. You had targets. You didn't do much the second half of the season. Like, you just don't want to do that. You want to say, how do we make this better? Because that doesn't make it better. Yes, do I want a guy who's competitive and hates losing? Yes, but I want a professional there as well. Hey, I'm going to leave. I don't want to talk to the media. I hate losing. I haven't met too many athletes who go, you know, I'm okay with losing. You know, it's not that bad. I still get a great paycheck. They're all competitors. I just wanted him to stay professional. And he's been one of our favorite guests. When he's on, he's thoughtful. I really enjoy talking to him. But in that moment, that's not a proud moment. Yes, Marv.
There's a fine line, it seems like to me, where people get upset that some of the players seem not to care as much, or they care too much, or they're just like, what is the fine line between, oh, they're sharing jerseys after a game, or they're switching jerseys, or they're having a temper tantrum on the sideline? Like, where do you want your players to be after a loss?
I just want you to be respectful. You can show anger. You can show passion. You can do all of those things. But at what expense? At whose expense? And that's where I have a problem with this. They're all competitors. But, you know, when you see sometimes how they act in the moment or who they try to embarrass, then I have a problem with those things. I remember when LeBron got mad at Eric Spoelstra in Miami and basically disregarded him, you know, going into a timeout in a huddle. And I think Pat Riley got involved in that. It's like, here's our coach, okay? And it was embarrassing on LeBron's part. Like, listen to him. You may have forgotten more basketball than he knows, but he's still the head coach, and you can't be, you know, pulling that in a huddle like that for everybody to see. Great athletes have done this before. You get upset in the moment? Absolutely. Do you regret it? Most do. And I felt bad because I do like Diggs. I think he's a great person. But that moment, that's not a great moment. All right, we'll get some phone calls here coming up. Are we going to go with a new poll question in hour three, Seton?
I think we go with if you accidentally received an extra paycheck.
Like Brian Kelly at LSU of $1 million.
Yeah, and actually Todd sent over some wording on this earlier that was pretty funny. Okay. His options were, I wouldn't report it. I've been underpaid so long, it's time I got mine. That's the first answer. It's time I got mine.
That's not the approach. Now,
legally, you can't really say that as your excuse.
Okay. Now, let's say you get overpaid by $100,000.
Oh, my God.
They put it in your bank account. You quickly take it out of your bank account, and you spend it. How liable are you for, like, can you go to jail if somebody gives you that money and it's not your fault? Yes. Yeah, Paul.
I did some research on that. You can't use I didn't know or I didn't think it was a big deal as an excuse. You can't be arrested for it, but you're supposed to tell your boss or the bank or both. Either way, you would have to make restitution for the money. Mm. And you spending it doesn't say, like, well, it's gone now.
Yes, Seton.
It might be different if your employer does it, but I know recently in the last year or so, there was a story of a guy who somehow ended up with, say, like an extra $1 million in his bank account out of nowhere. And it was an error on the bank's part, but he immediately took that money out and blew it. Like, just, or spent just a fortune or a ton of it anyway. Mm. And I think he went to jail.
Yes, Todd.
You certainly can't pretend you didn't know anything about it. All of a sudden, you're in such a rush to spend it all. That shows your guilt right there that you came across all this money that you never had before, and you're buying stuff before they can take it away from you.
Let's say you accidentally got an extra $5,000 from me in your paycheck.
When it comes to you, I would say something. I can't say that about everyone I've ever worked with in the past. But
you did walk out of a store.
I did. Well, you're talking about $50, $75 worth of dishes. I guess it's the principle of the thing.
Okay. Just explain what happened.
I went with my wife to buy, like, new dishes, and it was like, I don't know if it was buy one, get 50% off, whatever it was. So we had two boxes of plates.
Well, it wasn't buy one, get 25 free.
There was something. No, definitely not. There was some kind of deal, though. But whatever it was, we had two boxes. We left the store with, like, two boxes of these brand new dishes, and we noticed on the receipt, or I did while we were walking to the car, that they only charged us for one of those two boxes. So, of course, the choice is run for your life and get in the car and get out of there, or go back and rectify it and say, I think you only charged me for one of the two boxes. So I gave Jen a look, and I don't know if she agreed with it, but I started walking a lot faster, carrying the boxes, and we left the parking lot, and I said something like, well, you know, these are very overpriced dishes anyway. They should probably be half the cost. So it kind of balances out. The store's not going to close because we got an extra set of dishes.
But didn't you this is the agreed upon price, right. though.
I understand that, but she also
said... You were buying them.
It's not a bazaar in India.
No, but she also said, what if this person, they find out, screwed up, and that person loses their job, or they take it out of the paycheck of the person that didn't ring it up right? I'm like, nah, not going to do that. Let's go.
So your wife was an accomplice.
She kind of was. She thought it was okay by just putting it out there that maybe we should go back because we don't want someone to get fired. But then as soon as she tried to keep up with me running to the car, it wasn't an issue anymore.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Are you sure we should? Let's go. Here we go. Hop it on the freeway. Open the trunk.
Be cool. Be cool. There's a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walking faster.
Yeah.
Imagine if security came out. Excuse me, sir.
Sir, about those dishes, sir. About those dishes, sir.
Hey, joke boy. Joke boy.
Get
come
over here.
Come here.
Step away from the dishes.
I think they forgot to. He's gone.
Stole those dishes, Todd.
They kind of were stolen, I guess. Yeah.
You still have them?
Oh, sure.
Maybe you should give them back. Box them up and give
8 years
back.
Later?
Just leave them like kittens on a doorstep. Just leave them there. And
sorry,
then...
11 years ago, you didn't charge me for these.
Fritzy is wondering if the Jets will have the same game plan as the Broncos did.
They just put out their new 2023 marketing campaign, the Jets. Run, run, pass, punt. Let's go. See you at the Meadowlands.
That's going to follow Nathaniel Hackett to the Meadowlands. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll explore the severity of that Patrick Mahomes high ankle sprain, what it probably looks like now, and what it could look like on Sunday. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Yes. Well, what's the refund? It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Once again, not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. The team of tax attorneys they put together at GetRefunds.com are highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
In case you're just joining us, the new offensive coordinator for the Jets is the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett. Let the rumors start with, oh, does he reunite with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets? Yes, Paulie.
I think maybe Seton or one of us said earlier, I can't picture Aaron Rodgers wanting to play in New York City. I was thinking maybe the opposite. He's played in Green Bay his entire life. He can't go out for a meal, I'm guessing, in Green Bay comfortably. You could live in New York somewhat anonymously, even if you're a professional football player. I wonder if the total opposite lifestyle may appeal to him.
But it's the media.
I think that would appeal to him maybe even more so.
Yeah.
If a guy who wants to...
Everybody's got to have an angle and all of these different outlets, and it feels like that'd be a nightmare for him. He'd have to answer. Whenever he goes on McAfee's show, he'd be like, oh, got to deal with these New York media members. Yeah, Seton.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah.
Does not exist in New York City. It's like the,
yes, you're
the
right.
Exact opposite of New York City.
Yes, Todd.
And to me, he pretends to be all annoyed, but he kind of likes the attention and being constantly talked about, even though he acts like he doesn't. I think he does.
Well, then go to New York.
Exactly.
Mike Ryan is joining us on behalf of NBC Sports, Sunday Night Football sports medicine analyst. He was on the sidelines at Arrowhead when Patrick Mahomes got injured, and he was behind the bench. He was working with Melissa Stark. And he has been in the medical, the training community, athletic training experience for more than 30 years. Is that fair to assess what you've done, Mike?
Well said, Dan.
almost. Okay. playing with that kind of injury in the moment as opposed to a week later for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, it's easy firsthand because obviously it's a difficult injury. This is a high ankle sprain, not a lateral ankle sprain, but he's all fired up. You know, he's the ultimate competitor. They taped his ankle, got the confirmation that the x-rays are negative. So in the moment, it is easy to deal with, easier, I should say. A week later is a whole different situation. Pain sets in, the realization of what you can do. I think this weekend is going to be a tougher task than what we saw him in the second half last Saturday.
Okay, what do you think? Now, he was running on it a little bit or stretching yesterday, which isn't a true indication, I don't think, of anything there. But can this get better or does this get worse as we get closer to game time?
Well, with a high ankle sprain, because it's a rotational issue, when you rotate and you spread the bones of the lower shin, that's the sprain. That's a high ankle sprain. Well, the running straight ahead is the easy part. The problem is when you're twisting, you see him twisting off that leg. Anytime you see, Dan, that foot rotate outwards, when he's throwing hard, when he's cutting to his left side, coming off that right ankle, that's a difficult challenge. So watching him walk off the podium, watching him run straight on the football field with no Bengals chasing him is a much different task and obviously a lot easier than when he has to change direction and really be an agile quarterback, which what he is.
When you get shot up, explain that. What exactly happens or what happened, do you think, to Mahomes when he suffered the injury?
Well, I don't think he was shot up. And sometimes the players get a little confused with that, is they may have taken a shot or got shot for it. But usually what that is, again, I'm not speaking specifically on Patrick, is a Toradol injection. And they usually put that into the glutes. It's a fast-acting anti-inflammatory. So sometimes you hear people get shot off of the game. And the reality is they took a injectionable anti-inflammatory. Much, much different. This is not an injury that you would shoot up to play in the game. There are instances when you get a high ankle sprain, because again, it is a tearing of the membrane of the lower shin, that you can inject it with a PRP or stem cell and you shut it down in a boot or a cast for a few weeks and let that medicine marinate in there. It's a treatment. It's not numbing things up like the old North Dallas 40 where you put a needle in it and throw them back in the game. This is a very different injury. And that doesn't happen very often in the NFL for injuries like this. There are certain injuries you can, but again, it's not like it used to be. And now really they use good physical therapy techniques, which Rick Burkholder, the head athletic trainer for the Chiefs, is very, very good at this. And treating them that way with physical therapy techniques compared to a needle is a much smarter plan, both short term and long term.
If this was a regular season game this weekend, let's say week 8, do you think Patrick Mahomes would be playing?
Well, I think he'd want to play. He's the ultimate competitor. He wants to get out there. But I think looking at it, look at the issues, know it's a long season, midseason, I think you see Chad Henning starting this game. But again, this is the AFC Championship game. The stakes are a lot higher, and I think you need a bulldozer to get Patrick off the field this weekend.
How often do players lie to trainers?
All the time. All the time. Players want to play. They want to get on the field. They want to kind of water things down. And especially if you're winning, Dan, if you're in a winning streak and everybody wants to get on the field, winning solves a lot of problems. Well, like sometimes we've had in Jacksonville when things aren't going well and you're losing games, guys sometimes may want to find a reason to get off the field. So, but ultimately the players are going to want to play. And I think a lot of times they'll give you a line, but sometimes you have to go back and test them and make sure they can do it. You don't take a subjective feedback for what they think they can do. Yourself medically as a physical therapist, the coaches, coordinators, they want to see it. And I think that's the important part of what you really work on during the week before you get to Sunday.
Worst injury you ever saw?
Probably the most graphic one, probably the most interesting, I've seen a lot of them, is remember Chris Hansen, our punter in Jacksonville, put an axe into the front of his shin in the locker room. We had Jack Del Rio had the big log and said, keep chopping, and guys were whacking it. Well, one time he missed the log and hit his shin. It came in and his shin was wide open.
Oh, God.
That was a memorable injury that is kind of hard to forget.
But he's a punter, and you can easily replace them. Yeah. Do you stitch him up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he cut through a lot of the ligaments and a lot of the tendons, blood vessels.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was an ugly injury.
Yeah, it was ugly. Missed the year, but he came back and played probably 4 or 5 more years. Again, it was his plant leg, which is a little bit easy to deal with, but a tough guy and not your average punter, if you will.
Did he get to keep the axe?
No, they took the axe away, and that log in the locker room was gone about 20 minutes later.
Can a trainer pull a player?
Yes, absolutely.
You had the authority to say, this guy should come out.
Yes.
This guy shouldn't go back in.
Because the reality, Dan, as an athletic trainer, you spend more time with that player, especially if they're an injured player, than anyone else in the building. So you know them, you know the personalities, you know what they can do. You kind of watch the game very differently compared to the typical fan. You see how guys move, you see how they hit. You're always looking for those risk factors, if you will. But yeah, if you say he has to be out, you're going to get a fight from the player. You may get a fight from the coach. But ultimately, concussions are a great example. You get players that have an injury, they have something like that, a concussion, they're not thinking straight. So they may say, I can go, but you have to jump on that hand grenade many times for the players. And ultimately, 9 times out of 10, that player will come back later on and say, thank you. But in the heat of the game, there's no such nice verbal language to you in a lot of times.
What role would you have played with Tua when he was suffering the concussion or he had the moment where his back went out? Like what, you know, when you see that happening, what role does the head trainer have?
A lot of it. Again, you know the players. Sometimes you have to sprinkle common sense in and you say, hey, look what you saw. There are many times a player has passed a concussion exam, and I'd have to lie to the coach and say, look, he's not ready. His balance is off. Something's not there. And my line I used to use with the players is when they're all fired up, I say, hey, listen, 3 years from now, I want you to make sure you remember the names of your kids. And that's a good way for the player to kind
but
of settle down.
But you just said you would lie to the coach? You would lie to the coach to say, you know, he's a little unstable. You're trying to protect the player from going
in? Protect the player. Exactly. Sometimes you have to protect the player for what they have and what they can go, because they're going to want to get on the field. But the reality is, should they be on the field? That's the ultimate question. But you have to protect the players. You have to keep the players safe in a very violent game.
Whenever I think of that high ankle sprain, I always think of Isaiah Thomas against the Lakers when he had that unbelievable game and he was hobbling around. But that's in the moment that somehow your body, what does your body do to protect itself when you suffer these injuries?
Well, endorphins start ripping through your body and it gets your mind all kind of geeked up. So you kind of focus on the task at hand. You kind of downplay it. The old mindset, oh, it's not that bad. So you keep these positive affirmations that these players use all the time to say, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And you get the moment, you get the crowd, you get your teammates, you got the scoreboard. You have a lot of motivational factors to get on the field, but in the morning when you wake up and you start doing the rehab and the swelling is set in, like a lot of times with a high ankle sprain, Dan, you can't truly diagnose it till 12 hours later because that membrane may feel good at a moment, but then the next day when the swelling sets in. So the morning after a bad ankle sprain is when you can really truly diagnose and say, this is a high ankle sprain. Sometimes you're surprised for the better. Most times you're surprised for the worse because it comes back worse in the morning than when they left the stadium the night before.
Could you give me a concussion test?
I could.
Like a verbal?
Verbal, a great one is that, like, eye testing.
Okay.
Is putting your fingers out in front of you and keep your head still and look, focus on one finger, then focus on the other and go back and forth and really focus on that. It's a great way where your eyes have to converge on an object at different distances in front of you. And if you start doing that, if your symptoms are coming around concussion-wise from a visual issue, which is very common for football players, suddenly as you do that after 30 seconds to a minute, your concussion symptoms will come back. It's a very good way as you're watching the eyes and are the eyes moving smoothly, finger to finger, where they start jumping. Sometimes the eyes are really the key to show if something behind behind the forehead is not working properly.
What would you do verbally?
Right as soon as they got concussed, you get them to silent. I would just give them three random words: apple, tree, bicycle. Remember those words. Then we go through the exams. They go into the blue tent. They talk to the neurologist. They go through all this stuff, and then I come back to them and say, "Hey, what were those three words I gave you?" And they're like, "What words?" So you're now, what you're doing, Dan, you're testing the memory after they got concussed, which is very different. And then you'd ask a question like, "Hey, what'd you have for breakfast? What was the score last week? And who did we play 2 weeks ago?" So now you're having them start to look at short-term memory since the concussion, what I did 3 or 4 hours before the game, 2 or 3 weeks earlier. So you start testing their ability to memorize or know things from different time lapses. It's a real simple way of making sure that the brain is working functionally, especially for a guy like a skilled player. Well, if they can't remember that, how can they remember their plays? How can they track a ball, you know, coming through the sky at 45 miles an hour? So there's a lot of things you can test on the sideline to make sure, can they go on the field and do their job? Because first things first with a player, Dan, they have to be able to protect themselves, regardless of their position.
Does anybody remember all three words there?
Yes.
I'm asking my guys, because I'm going, you know, I remembered apple. Fritzy?
Tree was involved.
Okay.
Involved.
Apple, tree, and then I don't remember the third one.
Yeah, Paul.
Bicycle?
We did it. Yeah.
All right.
We're not concussed. Collectively.
They're out of the concussion program.
Yeah. Yay. We get to go back in. Great stuff, Mike. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
That's Mike Ryan, a medical analyst for NBC, Football Night in America, more than 30 years of athletic training experience with the NFL college. All right. A couple of phone calls here. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I keep seeing Isaiah Thomas in my mind, where he gets hurt and he just crushes the Lakers on that gimpy high ankle sprain there. Let's see. Tom in Maryland. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. A 6'2 and enthralling 260 pounds. long time listener. I am in human resources and talent acquisition recruiting for a major tech company in Silicon Valley a couple years ago, and I had a new hire call me. We gave her a little $2,500 bump just to help her move. She was renting a location, and she called me. She said, "Hey, Tom, I got a problem with my bonuses. Oh, I'm sorry. What can I do for you?" She goes, "Well, I got a notice from my bank last night that I got a direct deposit of $250,000 in my bank account last night." So the funny part was, it took me a week to find someone in payroll to take responsibility to call her back. So when they finally called me back to get her information, I thought I'd get a little even, and I told them that her number had been disconnected. I think she moved.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Tom. Austin in California. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Dan. I ran an ultra-premium winery in Napa Valley, and a wine collector visited me for a VIP lunch, winery tour, full red carpet treatment, and he was a partner in an investment firm who, unbeknownst to me, had been fired the week before and was on one final last joyride on his company credit card. Younger mistresses, plural. And I was really excited. It was my largest sale ever. It was $150,000. I netted a $12,000 commission off it, and I used that money to buy my wife's engagement ring. A year goes by. I had no idea about any of this. And the divorced wife, American Express, and the IRS came for the money. And a year later, I had to pay back all the money. Oh. Luckily, my boss allowed me to pay the $12,000 back in quarterly increments over 12 months. That was also an ego hit because it was my biggest sale ever and certainly hit the pocketbook.
Yeah, Paul.
Why would this gentleman have to pay? He was a victim of the scam. He didn't participate. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, he Well, me as the salesperson, it was my commission, and the IRS, Amex wanted the money back because it was the wine was actually never delivered. It was in the wine industry, you don't ship when it's hot out, so we were shipping in autumn time. He ended up pushing it back, and we ended up having to ship it a little later, and the wine was ultimately sent, and they wanted their money back. So we lost the wine and the $150,000 sale.
Best bottle of wine you ever had?
Is price an issue or not?
No. No issue.
Yeah, I'd say Polito Walker from Napa Valley. It's the ultra-premium small winery. Thomas Rivers Brown makes the wine. The wines are absolutely incredible. Also, 1982, anything from Bordeaux is going to be the best wine I've ever had. I've also called in before and offered to send you some wine, and I balked at that and didn't send it because I didn't have any wine at the time because we sell out quickly. But if you put me on hold, I will send you some wine if you guys give me your a shipping address where somebody can sign for it. And sorry about that last hiccup.
Absolutely. We'll put you on hold. Thank you, Austin. Sure. Somebody say something about wine? Yeah. I'm good with that. I want to go to Bordeaux and pick grapes. I'd like to... Wait, what?
I start picturing you walking through a field.
No, but I want to do it, you know, collectively. Like, it's time to pick the grapes. Then you go out, and people volunteer, and then you gather them.
Oh,
and
you want to work a shift?
Yes, I would love to go pick grapes in France.
You're not saying that's like a thing for the show. You mean
like just me and my wife.
Yeah.
We'd go there, and then you would know that year of wine you were picking those grapes. Yes, Todd.
Would you do the squash grapes thing? Don't people like do that? You get in a big barrel and you step on a bunch of grapes.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They don't?
No.
COVID? Is that like with your bare feet stepping on berries?
COVID. No, it has nothing to do with COVID. They have machines that do that.
There was a time where people were like with their bare feet.
I think you're watching I Love Lucy.
It might be a show from the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, but no, I don't think you're crushing grapes. I mean, crushing something else. Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Doing damage.
Yes, of course.
Now, you don't want us to go with you on this Bordeaux tour,
no,
right? Because we could pick some grapes.
No, yes.
Can you think of anything more disappointing than you finally get to Bordeaux and we're there? Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey.
Are you picking grapes here?
Yeah.
I don't think you would enjoy that.
I would like to do that for some reason. And it's a long day or long days, and you don't get paid. You volunteer, I think. And you go in there and you pick the grapes. I'd love to do it. It's on the bucket list.
Sounds romantic, Dan.
It is.
And you...
I love love.
You love love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
I just want to get a video. We get video, right, if you go? I got to send a crew.
No, I would take some video.
A GoPro or...
Yeah, I'd take video.
Can we get Josh Duhamel involved somehow?
Josh Duhamel sent me a video last night, and it's not a video that you'd go, oh, wow, what did he send you?
Yeah.
He's not shirtless. He's in
a
restaurant.
In the shower?
He's not in the shower in Africa. There's nothing with him and his new wife. Nothing with J-Lo in the movie that he's in. He's actually in a restaurant, and he pans the restaurant, and I think, oh, here's J-Lo, and it's a chef. And he's talking about what to cook on the Traeger. And I went, okay, buzzkill. Like, okay, great. I was hoping that there would be some eye candy there. I got nothing. I got some chef. You know what? I'll send it to you. We could maybe play it during the live look-in. Maybe we'll do that.
All right.
If you're watching on Peacock. I didn't get his approval, but so on. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, it was 1988 NBA Finals. Isaiah Thomas injures his ankle, and he looked like he was out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
When he hurt it, he scores 25 points in the next quarter.
Yeah.
And it was his right ankle. He just took off his left foot and did runners the whole quarter.
Yeah, he's limping the whole time. And he was unbelievable that night. Unbelievable. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I was just mentioning to the Danettes, our good buddy Josh Duhamel is in a movie with J-Lo. And I thought that she had insured part of her body, her rear end. And then Fritzy did a Google search. She has, what's the insurance on her?
$28 million on her buttocks because she spent a lot of time working them out and whatever she's done to have it look the way it looks. And, you know, a number of stories are written about it. It could be a joke, but almost $30 million for insurance on her tush.
Okay, but what could happen where she would collect on
that? Fall
off
a bicycle or something? I don't know, someone pushes you on set and all of a sudden you scrape up your butt? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, Paulie?
It's not like like Celine Dion insuring her voice she couldn't perform anymore. I could almost see that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is a real thing.
Yeah, Seton.
I'm reading a story right now of the 10 most bizarre insurance policies ever. Yeah. They have Heidi Klum's legs for $2.2 million. Interesting. How about Dolly Parton getting in there? What do you think Dolly Parton has insured? I'll give you guys a guess.
Her voice.
No. Close. Close.
Is a little bit lower?
Yes.
Yes.
There's two of them.
Okay.
Each one goes for $300 a pop.
Oh.
$300K.
Okay. So she has two policies for each?
She has them divided, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who else?
Let's see. There's Jennifer Lopez is on this list, so I don't know. Maybe that's... David Beckham apparently was insured for $151 million against a career-ending injury.
Okay.
A lot of them, too, are like... here's a fella who insured his area, $1.6 mil.
Oh.
Okay. That's a valuable.
And an adult actor?
Yeah, he's in the industry.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Rod Stewart's voice, you want to know how much that's insured for?
$750,000.
A minute? Or?
Yeah.
$6 million.
All right.
Keith Richards has insured. Now, this is why. You know what? Keith Richards is quickly becoming one of my most favorite people to ever live.
Okay.
He has insured his middle finger for $1.6 million. God, I love that man. That's a fellow who gets it right there.
Now, is that guitar related or is that just to flip you off?
I believe it's the latter.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes, Todd.
The one insuring his genitalia is named as Rocky Thrust, so we think it's probably someone from the adult entertainment industry.
Thank you, Todd.
That wasn't the real name.
You limped to the finish on that
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, come on.
That was good?
No.
Rocky Thrust?
No. Right. No.
Give it a shot.
Just give my opinion like I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Remember yesterday? Where,
yeah, the whole C minus C.
Yeah, he went to a D plus.
And we still got 4 minutes. We can rally. I screwed it up. All right, 4 minutes.
Not we can rally. Can you
rally?
You
guys can help me pull this out.
No, no. This is when you get even worse. No, we're not going to do that. Bob in Montana. Bob, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I'm going to go off the script a little bit here. I was calling to talk about Andre Giant's passing 30 years ago. But I have an even better story. 30 years ago, I got reimbursed $500 for moving expenses because the lady boss at the time had the hots for me. And it turns out about 2 months later, she ended up getting fired for that among some other double dipping on her expense reports and stuff, too. So I feel a little guilty about it. But
30 years later. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
You think this caller sounds like Al Michaels with a head cold, like a little throat issue.
It really does.
I thought at one time, Danny told me I was Al Michaels with what was it? A smokier Al
Michaels. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you do. Bob, you sound like a smokier Al Michaels. Yes, Seton.
Bob, can you say, and there he goes, please?
And there he goes.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I love that we did that to Al Michaels, and I thought that Seton got into his head because I said, oh, Al, Seton does an impersonation of you. And Seton then goes,
and there he goes.
And then there was silence. And then, you know, Al goes something about, you know, he didn't know he sounded like that.
Al hates me now because you made me do that to him.
Yeah, I know.
He hates me.
Yeah, I know. Art in Arizona. Hi, Art. Thanks for holding. What is on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Art.
Two things, Dan. Where is Reggie Miller? When is he coming back? Second.
Thank you, Art. Yeah, we'll have Reggie usually a little bit later on in the season after football. But, you know, we try to be fair to him with schedule, and he's got two little ones as well. But when Reg is ready, then we'll let you know. Always great to talk to him. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1997, Super Bowl halftime show, Super Bowl 31. It was Packers-Patriots. If you get any one of the three bands / people who performed, you get bonus points. So 1997, don't know where it was located, but it was Packers versus Patriots.
Up with people.
Not a bad guess. The Blues Brothers, without John Belushi, with Jim Belushi, James Brown and ZZ Top.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
And then
that's eclectic.
Yeah. Eclectic is very polite.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders, John Gruden won the Super Bowl 2003.
Also on this day, 1960, a high school kid scored 135 points. Danny Heater. He shot 70 field goal attempts, 41 free throws. He had 32 rebounds, 7 assists. He had 135 points. Danny Heater.
He was smoking that night.
Thank you, Todd. From West Virginia. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Just, I'm apologizing.
No, there are times when you just...
Heater, smoking, we get it. Yeah, okay.
You need to load manage. You do.
I'm on prednisone right now. I'm all worked up.
Prednisone does weird things to you.
Yes, it does.
Makes you less funny.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
What did you?
Dallas talk show host Bob Sturm says the Cowboys are loyal to a fault. Fans are just not enjoying Dallas football these days. Back to you.
Stop yelling. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards. Official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Mad Dog Russo tomorrow, and Nick Wright. Hope you'll join us on the Meet Friday, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show. I have security cameras around here, so I can keep an eye on everybody, even when they don't know that I'm keeping an eye. You know, it's like Big Brother. I'm watching them, and occasionally I'll see Fritzy go through the Panini America packs, maybe trying to grab something there. Maybe you're just doing research there. But
just research.
Yeah, I don't want to accuse you of anything.
Just, sounds a little accusatory, yeah, but you know.
It did.
But, for the course.
Yeah, but the cards are on Seton's desk.
And when Todd's hand reaches over, I
smack it. Yes.
Well, it's just for the Broncos and, like, the Hall of Fame guys. He could have, you know, the backup tight end
yeah,
or something for
so
the Colts.
The cards that aren't valuable.
Right. I just want the ones that can make a lot of money on.
No, you see what I did with that, Todd?
Okay, the Broncos. It's a Broncos shot.
Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Keep an eye out for the Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. We love Panini America. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.